This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
What's that, Sean?
Hark, the herald angels sing.
My gosh.
Is that what I think it is?
Gather around, my children. It's time for the confession session.
The doors have been opened.
Fling open the church. Kneeling is essential. It is a confession session where you come to me with your greatest sins and I dish out penance like birdseed to a pigeon lady.
Some of them are not the greatest sins, but they are sins nonetheless. And there's a couple have come in.
Come with your sins, pigeon lady.
None from Carrie Ann. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Now, they are anonymous, Sean. That's important to remember with the confession session.
Okay.
Okay, I've got my robe on. My bejeweled rings are sort of irritating yet caressing my fingers. Give them to me. I'm ready.
I'm not kissing them today.
Just kiss my bejeweled ring and be done with it.
Put the corn away.
It's been a big week for religion in the news with a lot of Cardinal Pell news.
Yeah,
so I've been taking notes. I've been watching the live feed of the Royal Commission and I've been taking notes and I will be invoking what I learnt in this confession session.
Well, we're not going to get much done, are we?
Well,
that's what we've learnt.
I will not be evasive.
Here we
confession
go.
Confession one.
I lost my wheelie bin and now just put my crap in other people's.
All right. Well, it's important to remember I don't make up the penance. They come to me like a conduit. So I'll just tap in with a higher power here. So they've lost the wheelie bin.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you have to volunteer to clean a neighbor's bin. And then once it's cleaned, cook a meal, take it outside, slop it onto the bin and eat it off the bin.
No,
there you go. And worse than that, you're not allowed to tell anyone why you're doing it.
What if they get sick?
No, well, if they've cleaned it properly, they won't, Sean. That's the motivation. If they didn't have to eat their meal off it, they wouldn't do a good job. I've learned that the hard way.
Here's another one. Simply says, I'm scared of dogs.
Have they been savaged?
Hunter, I've told you.
Have they been savaged, Sean?
I've told you what they have confessed.
Well, I think they need to spend 2 calendar weeks hanging out with that NRL player who loved dogs. You know, we talked about him the other day.
He loved dogs too much.
Yeah, he loved dogs too much. So he could, like, this confessor could learn a lot off them.
He loved dogs so much that the papers were allowed to write the most scandalous headlines. But then 2 days later, when no one cared about it, the RSPCA and said, oh, he wasn't doing anything wrong.
No. Nor was he. He was just showing his love.
But that poor guy is now tanked.
But this confessor, Sean, he or she is horrified of dogs.
It
maybe
could be him.
They've been savage, so they could learn. Maybe him.
It could be him. He's not a fan of dogs anymore.
Well, there's your penance. 2 weeks with the NRL player.
Much the same way Kerry Ann's scared of dolphins now.
Oh.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, she probably would be. Well, you know what you know about dolphins, don't you?
What are you trying to say about dolphins?
Well, I mean, if you can YouTube it, what dolphins get up to. Anyway, next confession. Oh, it's feeling good today.
The last one.
With each penance I give out, with each load I shoot off, uh-huh, I feel lighter.
I hope so.
And brighter.
Yes, because you were shooting big today.
I've been saving it up.
Speaking of dolphins.
Yes.
Here's one. I stole the same woman's can of tuna from work 3 days in a row.
The same woman.
She's missing out on
it. Cool.
3 days in a row.
3 days in a row.
All right. It's possibly Harry.
No, I'm giving that one a free pass. That's my free pass of the day.
If it said it was from Harry.
No, free pass for Harry.
Harry is a notorious food stealer.
She is, but three cans. If you're stealing tuna, things that you've got bigger things in your life. I feel sorry for them. Because the church isn't just about rules. It's about compassion. We've learned that from Pell this week.
In the church, like fish, right?
The church are mad for fish, mate. They turn it into wine, I think. Fish into wine? Is that it? Turn fish into...
Can we close...
Fish into chips or something?
It's not fish and chip Friday just yet. It's Thursday. It's 18 degrees.
We're closing the doors to the church.
Yeah.
I'm disrobing.
You'll put them back on next week, though,
I'm
right?
I'm sloshing around in my confessions.
Save up your sins. Let us know.
042... No, I don't need that. That'll be next week. You are on the tag team on Joy. Good morning. Oh, coming up next is my big announcement.
Look out. Hark.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.